The new Eagle Crest general manager comes from the rainy Pacific Northwest.
I've been known to ski in the rain and the fog quite often, but we think that's normal.
Ray Gardner has more than 18 years' experience in the ski industry and a degree in ski area management from Wenatchee Valley College in Washington State. Gardner was mountain manager for Willamette Pass Ski Resort near Eugene, Oregon, for 15 years. He's currently attractions manager for Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta, Georgia. And during his interview in Juneau, he said he took that job when his wife needed to be close to her ailing father. And now it's time to return to the ski industry. Gardner was one of three finalists who competed earlier this month in the CBJ Assessment Center, where candidates had to respond to the daily situations and problems they would encounter as Eagle Crest manager. Board Chairman Wayne Stevens says the process clearly showed the board which candidate had the best skill set to run Juneau's ski area.
His calm demeanor, his thoughtful approaches, his experience level, the ski area that he's worked at in the past is very, very similar in climate and in community size. A lot of involvement with local government, county government there, certainly borough government here. You know, just the broad range of experiences and just the way he presented himself and the confidence with which he came to each new situation in the assessment center.
During the hiring process, Gardner described Willamette Pass as a small family-owned area with a winter operation of about 100,000 visits during a big season. A weekend summer operation has hiking, disc golf, mountain biking, and a restaurant. Eagle Crest has private concession mountain biking and the zip line. Gardner says summer operations have become a big topic in the ski industry.
I think the key is you take a look at what tools you have and then what assets you have to get them up there. You know, it's a tough sell because most ski areas are not on the beaten path, you know, and this one being the same thing.
Willamette Pass is slightly smaller in acreage than Eagle Crest, but has more chairlifts, including a high-speed six-pack with each chair transporting six people. Gardner says he's had great hands-on experience from building chairlifts to grooming snow to flipping hamburgers, much like an Eagle Crest manager.
We did everything in-house. We were our own electricians, our own lift construction company. We did our own login. We painted the lodge. We put the roof on. We basically did everything ourselves.
Willamette Pass is in the Cascade Mountains. From his description, working for a government-owned ski area like Eagle Crest might actually be easier than Willamette's private enterprise that juggles federal, state, and county regulations.
It's set on two national forests, two separate counties, two separate ODOT regions, two separate state police, two separate county sheriffs, two separate ambulance service areas. One building was in Lane County, one building was in Klamath County. Three chairlifts were in Lane County, one was in Klamath County. And ultimately, we would sit buildings and fuel tanks on whichever county was the most favorable.
Ray Gardner will replace Kirk Duncan. After 6 years as Eagle Crest General Manager, Duncan resigned in April to become Director of the CBJ Public Works Department. Gardner will be on the job at the mountain in mid-September. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.